Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me. Have you ever found yourself trapped in all of these diet rules, creating so many restrictions that you end up losing the weight only to gain it right back? I've been in your shoes. I was almost 200 pounds when I was 13 years old. I've got down to 90. I yo-yoed one diet to the next. And today I'm going to be breaking down and sharing with you the biggest mistake that is stopping you from keeping the weight off. And I have helped over 900 women lose weight, get sustainable results using this tip today. And then make sure to stay tuned to the end because I'm going to share with you guys practical tips that I've done to help me maintain my physique year round, eating over 2,600 calories a day and doing steps for cardio. So we're gonna dive right into it. Breaking this video up into three key parts. We're starting off with the common mistakes in weight loss. I'm gonna take you guys through a correct approach to get sustainable results and then finish off with all of my practical tips that I use and help with all my clients to lose the weight, keep it off, and make fat loss easier without these extremes. And I want to say this though, a major issue that I see out there is that 80% of individuals, so many individuals lose the weight, but 80% of people end up gaining that weight back and more than that, plus up to around 10 pounds. And every time we yo-yo from one diet to the next, it makes it harder and harder to lose that weight. And when the year hits, by February, people are already done through their New Year's resolutions. So let's first off start with the importance of understanding and kind of our common mistakes when it comes to weight loss. So the biggest thing that I see is when we go on weight loss, we think, okay, what do I do? What's the biggest fad out there? We create so much restriction. We create so many extremes. We demonize certain food groups and cut our calories so low that we feel like I can't eat carbs or else I'm going to gain weight. I can't eat certain types of sugars. I can't eat bread. I have to do these low calories. And there's so much of a negative around so many foods that what ends up happening is you start your diet, you feel good, you start losing the weight. But then you start not going to social events. Then you start worrying about what you're eating, if it's going to make you gain weight. You start saying, I can't eat this. This is a bad food. And these approaches create such an unhealthy relationship and almost a feeling of guilt and restriction, which can lead us to have chronic cravings and give up on weight loss altogether. So you can lose the weight by doing these restrictions, by cutting your calories low. But when we go to these extremes and we're demonizing all these food groups, it just makes us feel like we can't have something, creates so much restriction. It makes us unsocial, and it makes us almost go in the opposite direction of chronic cravings, guilt, and binge eating. I was in that place. I would actually restrict my calories so much throughout the week to lose weight. And then I would go and binge out on 6,000 to 7,000 calories on the weekend, gain all the weight back and get in this horrible cycle. That was my weight loss struggle before I went into this sustainable approach that I'm going to share with you guys today. So a big importance that I want to share with you guys is understanding our relationship with food. Before we can successfully lose weight and keep it off, we really need to examine our relationship with food. Relationship with food and improve it. Because many of us, if we look back to when we were kids, we may have a history of intense dieting or over restriction or even unrealistic diet rules that aren't sustainable long term. I've done keto, carnivore, vegan, raw vegan, fruitarian. I was in a place with severe gut issues too, to where I thought I couldn't eat salicylates and I thought I couldn't eat FODMAPs. And it restricted me so much. And when we cut out all of these things, we tend to have so much stress about the diet itself. And when your stress is very high, you are not going to lose weight. I was talking to someone today and they're like, I'm doing all of these different things. I'm cutting my calories. I'm doing all these diets. I'm, you know, cutting out the carbs. I keep yo-yoing from one to the next. And I'm so stressed out. I'm Googling the food and I'm not losing weight. It's because all of these things are different stressors. Stress puts your body in a state of fight or flight response. So if you're in this place right now that you're like, I'm cutting all my calories low, I'm doing the keto, I'm cutting the carbohydrates, I'm doing the points and Weight Watchers, and the scale will not move, ask yourself, where is my stress at? Am I sleeping good? Are my calories very low and I'm doing a ton of cardio? Because physical, mental, emotional, all of these are stressors. And if we're in this state of chronic stress, the fat loss is not going to come. So before I go into the correct approach and all of my tips to help you guys lose the weight and get sustainable results, I want to share with you a real person, real life, because I like to share with you guys, okay, this happened and this is how they overcame it, so that you guys don't feel alone in this process. So one of my clients came to me. She lost over 60 pounds before coming to me. She was overweight, but she did it in an unsustainable way. She was eating under 1,000 calories a day, doing almost 3 hours of working out 7 days a week. She started to get in this place where she's like, Elizabeth, I'm so fearful of food. I have so many cravings. I have no energy. I have around 20, 30 more pounds to lose left, and I can't do this anymore. Like, I feel like I'm getting an ED from this. We're working together. She joined my 90-day transformation challenge. And it's just 3 weeks into my program. She is down from 3 hours of training a day, guys, down to 45 minutes, five times a week. She is eating 500 calories more a day. And she is down 5 pounds and inches. She has no more fear of food. She's able to understand now, because I teach all my clients, okay, this is the importance of each macronutrient. This is how to create the perfect meal for your metabolism, so you don't have to go extremes with cutting carbs and doing all this intense tracking. But her relationship with food's improved. Her cravings are going away. She's realizing that she can eat more. Her stress is going down. Her hormones are balancing and she is losing weight. And if you guys are in this place and you just are like, I don't know what to do, I've tried it all, and you could relate to this story, I want you to head to the description below. I'm so excited to announce that next Monday, May 6th, starts my next 90-day transformation challenge, where I help women, especially women hitting their 30s and above, going into perimenopause, postmenopause, hysterectomy, thyroid and gut issues, lose weight and get sustainable results when it comes to weight loss. Imagine enjoying your workouts, looking forward to them every day, actually seeing results when you are putting out less effort, not killing yourself with hours of cardio a day. You're eating more food. You have no more fear of food. These are all things that I struggled with and that I want all of my clients and teach all of my clients. So if you're ready to transform your body and take a different approach, a holistic approach, gut and hormone focus, getting our hormones balanced, feeling stronger, seeing the changes, I want you to head to that description below or DM me ready on Instagram. I have a few spots left. Let's set up the call to see if we're that perfect fit for my upcoming transformation challenge to get you long-lasting results eating more food. And now I want to take you into the correct approach to get sustainable results, how I lost over 50 pounds in 9 months, kept the weight off, and it's truly shifting our focus from losing weight quickly to actually rebuilding a healthy relationship with food, learning what to eat to properly fuel our body, reduce cravings, prevent restrictive binge cycling. And these are some practical tips that I want to take you through right now to make it easy. I have 6 of them, and then I have some food related. So the first few that I want to mention are, we have to abandon diet restrictions and food rules. Stop skipping meals, going to one meal a day, excluding food groups, and creating this unhealthy relationship with food. By getting rid of these and developing more of a healthier approach, like with my clients, I teach them how to create an easy meal without spending hours in the kitchen, simple tools if they're going out to dinner, like different orders to eat in to help with their metabolism, their insulin level, so they could find a healthy balance with it. My second tip is going to be practice mindful eating. So instead of being so restrictive, eating in a rush, put down your food, chew your food good, Make your food, throw different herbs, spices, healthy fats, and enjoy your food. Make it taste good. When you're just putting a piece of chicken in the air fryer and heating up some freaking rice, you are not going to enjoy your food. Use your olive oil, make a little pesto. It doesn't have to be extreme, but adding the healthy fats and the herbs give your food so much flavor and make it so much more just enjoyable. We have to create that good relationship with food. The third one is prioritize nourishment and enjoyment. So find your balance. Don't exclude food groups. 80% whole foods, 20% have your chocolate bar. I eat it every single day. HU Kitchen all the way. Best freaking chocolate bar ever. And it's tons of magnesium out there. My fourth one is identify emotional eating triggers and address those root causes. If there is a stressor in your life or a reason that you're turning to this food, you need to address it. I know how it is. I didn't face my fears and all my trauma for a long time. I was overeating. I was binge eating. Then I had guilt. I mean, I would eat 12 Krispy Kreme donuts. I would feel so guilty. I would have another box with me. I would dump it in the trash. I would be going back to the trash, wanting that food. I couldn't get it off my mind. My whole day revolved around it. And all my underlying issues were coming from chronic stress and anxiety that I needed to address. And then another one that I wanted to kind of come up with you guys is be patient and kind to yourself. Changing our relationship with food, losing weight, nothing comes fast and nothing comes easy. And if it does come fast, it is not going to be doing it in a way that is going to be sustainable. All of my clients, a lot of them come to me 90% on very low calories, chronic stress, very busy lifestyle. We have a bad relationship with food. And over those 12 weeks, we take small steps, small changes. We address every struggle. So it's not just about cutting our calories and losing weight. They're eating more. A client of mine is eating now. She went from under 1,000 calories a day. We just hit 2,100. She's down 25 pounds. 25 pounds training 3 days a week because we got the stress down. She had so much chronic anxiety before. We're nourishing her body, supporting her gut. So be kind to yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. And if you guys do need help, I want you to head to the description, reach out. It starts Monday. I got a few spots left and I'm truly so excited. And if you found this video helpful, I want you to watch this video here. And then I made a free meal prep guide for you guys and a smoothie ebook all in the description below, absolutely for free to help you on your weight loss journey. I love you. I will see you tomorrow. Subscribe, like, watch this video, and I will see you later.